Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Drops the throw, steps up, floats a bomb up the right seam, looking for Anderson. He's got it. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go the distance. Touchdown. Sam Darnold dials it up to Robbie Anderson. 92 yards.
Anderson, too much deflected. And picked up Mosey. He'll take it in. It's a pick six and a touchdown.
Bell. Into the middle of that line, and it's a touchdown.
Big return for Crowder, 85 yards.
Pass thrown, there was contact with the quarterback, and it's incomplete. They got pressure on Prescott. It was Adams who came blitzing in.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for part two of the mailbag. And for that, of course, as always, we bring in the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all of that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. So let's jump right back into the mailbag. Next question comes in from Gus Toon. He says, if Adam Gase is still here in 2020 with all the shenanigans that have gone on, do the Jets still have the same pulling power as they did last year? I believe they are going to have around $80 million, but they have 24 unrestricted free agents to still re-sign or let move on. How much do you think Gase being here will affect players coming in from the outside and players being willing to stay from the inside? It's an interesting question, and honestly, this is something that could factor into their success signing certain free agents and keeping certain guys that are here that they might want to keep, because especially guys on the inside, if they've been playing for Gase and don't like or respect him, they might want to move on. You got to remember, it all depends too on money. If there are players that can get their money pretty much anywhere, and we talked about three big free agents before, Byron Jones, Brandon Scherff, and Yannick Ngakoue, those are guys where that would really be a factor, because they want to know they're going somewhere where they can be used well. They want to know that they're going somewhere where they can compete, because they're going to be able to get their money in a variety of different places. So I think those guys could be influenced. I also think certainly guys that are already on the roster, for instance, let's say Robbie Anderson doesn't like Adam Gase, then maybe he's more inclined to leave. What if he likes Adam Gase? Then he's more inclined to stay. A lot of that depends on Gase's relationship with the individual players. And I'm going to throw in another question here before I throw it to Chris, because it ties in. It's from the Jet Ranger. He says, which 2020 free agents on the current roster would you like to see the Jets re-sign? Which ones would you like to see walk? The only two guys that are free agents off the top of my head that I would like to see the Jets bring back for sure are Robbie Anderson and Jordan Jenkins. Beyond that, I'd have to really take a hard look at who they have coming up as a free agent and then decide which guys I would want to keep. But those two, definitely. They already extended McClendon, so you don't have to worry about him. I'm not even sure off the top of my head who the other guys are that are free agents, offense. But that's really all I would tell you right now. Lewis isn't somebody I would bend over backwards to bring back. Anderson, I would like to see brought back. Jenkins, even more so. It's really it off the top of my head. So, Chris, I'll throw this to you now. What do you think about the Gase effect in terms of bringing in guys from the outside and keeping them from the inside? And then as far as keeping them from the inside, who would you like to see kept and who do you think they should let walk?
Yeah, I'll start with the second part first. I agree with you on Robbie. I'm more pressed to keep Robbie than you are, but I agree. I agree on Jordan Jenkins. I would also make sure to bring back Brian Poole.
I apologize on that one, Chris. Brian Poole is one that I completely forgot. 100%, he's got to be there with those two guys, no question.
Yeah, the reason I had that on the top of my head is because I've been too busy to get to it, but I've been thinking of writing an article about, as really since they re-signed Griffin and brought him, gave him an extension, about the other players that I would try to extend. And we've talked about this before. I would also look into trying to sign Jamal to an extension too. Now he's going to be here on the contract next year, so it's not as pressing, but I would look to do that. As far as Adam Gase's effect on free agents and pending free agents, keeping players, again, this is going to be a little bit of a case-by-case, player-by-player basis, but if you're talking about certain players that, you know, played with him in Miami, they're probably not going to want to play with them. There's not a lot of them. I don't know if there's any that you actually want, though, so that's not as big of a problem. With the other players coming here, it could be an issue. And like you said, it's going to be the way it will be an issue is if somebody's considering coming here, but they have two other offers from other teams and the offers are pretty close to equal, then it could play – that could play into their decision. But if the Jets come in and the Jets are comfortably the highest bidder – 99 out of 100 players are going to go with that highest bidder no matter what. So that's not really that much of a concern in that area. It's more that Adam Gase would be kind of like a tiebreaker for players. At most, that's what it would be. They'd be like, okay, I'm choosing between these three teams and maybe I like this coach more, so I'm going to go here. But again, that would have to be everything else was close to equal enough that they could allow that to make a decision. Maybe you could see certain receivers would be more hesitant to go with Gase, or running backs would be more hesitant to go with Gase because of the way that he's stubborn about how he uses certain guys. But overall, especially defensive players, I don't think they're going to be concerned about any of that.
Next is a series of questions from John Flesh. First, he says, if Gase starts to lose the players' respect and confidence in him, if he hasn't already, would Joe Douglas convince Christopher Johnson to fire Adam Gase? I know Gase and Joe Douglas are pals, but Joe Douglas has his own job security to think about. What are your thoughts on this? A lot of people have talked about this. Obviously, nobody knows for sure what Joe Douglas's mindset is in terms of Adam Gase. How tight are they? We don't really know. How much does Joe Douglas believe in Adam Gase? We don't really know. We do know that there's a bond that was strong enough that Adam Gase really pushed hard to get Joe Douglas in the door, first shoving Mike Maccagnan out, and then really lobbying to get Joe Douglas the job as general manager. Beyond that, we don't know for sure. I suspect that unless things go so haywire the rest of the season that it's completely untenable, Joe Douglas will look at it as it was a rough year, a lot of injuries. This is going to be their chance to really work together for the first time to build this program the way that they wanted in the offseason, get their type of players in free agency in the draft. And so I think he would be inclined to, if not back Gase, certainly not go to ownership and try to get him ousted. Again, that might change if things become so disastrous over the last couple of weeks of the season. But I think there's a good chance that Douglas is either in Gase's corner in a big way or at the very least willing to give him the benefit of the doubt based on a lot of what happened and willing to go into next year as the first true year of their developing this program together.
Yeah, unless, like you said, unless everything just completely goes off the rails, implodes in just abject failure, embarrassment all around, I can't see Joe Douglas going to Christopher Johnson trying to make a move. Now, what maybe could happen is if Christopher Johnson goes to Joe Douglas and asks his assessment, then maybe Joe Douglas would be like, yeah, I don't know about this guy. We might be better off. But even that's just kind of like, you know, me reading tea leaves here, because I don't know enough about Joe Douglas's mindset, how he's thinking. One thing I will say is, while to some degree everybody always has to worry about their job security, Joe Douglas signed a 6-year contract. He doesn't have to worry about his job security this offseason. He knows he can definitely get by with another year of Adam Gase at least. And then if the next year doesn't work, then he can make a move and get a new coach, and he's still going to have plenty of years left on that contract. So my gut feeling, my read on it, is that Joe Douglas is not going to make any type of push to get rid of Gase here. Be at least another year. And like you said, they will sit here and say, you know, Joe Douglas came in after free agency, after the draft. They haven't had a chance to build the roster and their how they would like. So from there going forward is going to be a big thing. But I just don't see him going out of his way to try to get Adam Gase out of here. Maybe, but doubtful if Christopher Johnson approached him and asked him that, what's your honest assessment? Do you think we need to move on? Maybe there's a chance he'd say it, but even then, I think that's a small chance.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
The next question from John Flesh is it me or are Henry, Big Steve, Foley Fadakasi, and Nathan Shepard all outplaying Quinnen Williams? I hear from some and Q himself that he's doing his job, although it seems to not show up in the stat sheet. Without even looking at any stats, my eye test says he's the fourth or fifth best defensive lineman right now. So here's the thing. First of all, Nathan Shepard had a couple of really good games, but it's hard to say that he's been better than anybody really, except for those couple of games when he played really well. And a lot of those, Quinnen Williams opened up opportunities for him. Fadakasi's been really, really good this year, although he slowed down a little bit the last couple of weeks, but he's been terrific, especially against the run. McClendon is steady Eddie, as always, playing very well when healthy. He's not a guy that's going to be a big pass rusher, but very stout against the run. Henry Anderson, another one, very steady, very solid. He's a pretty well-rounded player, not great at anything, but decent against the pass, decent against the run, solid player. As far as Quinnen Williams, I hate to say this, but I've talked about this before. A lot of this is usage, and a lot of this is that he's doing things that if you go back and watch the film, you'll see are having an impact. One of them, for example, against the Bengals was putting a rush on Andy Dalton where he shoved an offensive lineman back into Dalton that forced a pass that really should have been intercepted. There was a big run stuff. There were a couple of other pressures. And he's not finishing just yet in a lot of those cases, but he's also not being asked to a lot. The vast majority of the snaps, he's being used to stunt into two-gap. And so if you look at the tape, what you'll see is a couple of times, and I remember one play specifically on a third down, he ran head first, almost like Leroy Jenkins in, I think it was World of Warcraft was the video game that was in, where Leroy Jenkins would just run head first into something. He ran head first into two or three blockers because it was clear that he was being asked to do that. So I think for what he's being asked to do and for when he's being unleashed, he's playing very, very well. As an example of that, look what he did in the Miami game before he got injured. He was all over the place, living in the backfield more or less, once they unleashed him as an aggressive attacker. I think you could make the case that Foley Fadakasi has been the best player on the defensive line this year, or at least he had been up until a couple of weeks ago. He was tremendous against the run. He was one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league against the run. It's hard to rank. I'd really have to sit down and look at the film extensively for every single one of these guys on the line. The one thing that I will say is that they've all played well in different ways, and the fact that the Jets' run defense has been as good as it has been with backup and third string linebackers playing for most of the year is a testament to A, Greg Williams' scheme, but B, more importantly, the talent up front on that defensive line. So to answer the question about Quinnen Williams, it's really difficult because, as you said, he's not giving you those flashy stats, but he is definitely making an impact. He's getting the most snaps on the most elite run unit in the league and one of the most elite run units in NFL history, believe it or not. There's something to that. And for anybody that wants to say, well, if he was this good, why would Greg Williams use him this way? Again, let's remember, he's got so much to make up for, especially with those linebackers, as we talked about. He's been playing with second and third string linebackers. So if he thinks that the best way to make up for the deficiencies there is to have Quinnen Williams take on two and three guys and open up opportunities for other players, especially Jamal Adams when he was healthy, then that's what he's going to do. And as much as it frustrates me because I would like to see him use Quinnen Williams as an attacker more, he's got to do what he feels is best in the moment. He's trying to survive and produce on a weekly basis. So I think that Quinnen Williams has played very well for what he's been asked to do. I think when he's attacked, he's made impactful plays, even if they haven't quite been those splash plays just yet. I also think that when he's asked to attack more, and once you see linebackers that are starting caliber, and he doesn't have to stunt in two gaps so much, then I think you're going to start to see more of those flashy stats pile up because a higher percentage of his snaps will be used with him in that capacity, attacking and trying to get those stats.
Yeah, there's a key sentence in his question where he says about Quinnen doing his job, but it not showing up in the stat sheet. That's contradictory because what they're mostly asking him to do is something that doesn't show up in the stat sheet.
Right.
There is no stat for taking on double teams, for freeing up holes for other guys. You talked about it, Nathan Shepard. Some of the plays he made were because Quinnen Williams was able to occupy the tackles, the blockers, and open it up for him. Same with Foley Fadakasi. And all around. So what they are asking him to do, there is no way for it to show up in the stat sheet. There is no stat for that. Now, they're not doing that. Now, I'm not saying I want to be very clear here. I'm not saying every single snap he takes, they're asking him just to be a body blocking and occupying the tackles. But they're doing that a lot. Most of the snaps and reps are him just to go occupy blockers. And that's, of course, that's not going to show up in the stat sheet. There is no stat for that. So I think that's a key thing to focus on with that question. And then, as you pointed out, and it's just not getting talked about enough. If we see them use Quinnen Williams the exact same way next year with a healthy C.J. Mosley and a healthy Avery Williamson and a healthy Blake Cashman, then I can start to get concerned about why they're using him this way. But with they have two of the worst starting top 10 or bottom 10 starting linebackers, inside linebackers in this league. And they still have the number one rush defense in the NFL. Large part of that is because of the way they're using Quinnen Williams. Mm-hmm. They're using him this way out of necessity because of how bad these inside linebackers are. And the defense is still holding up pretty well despite those terrible play from those linebackers. So there's so much more to it. And, I hate to keep saying this over and over again, but I'm going to have to because this is the reality we live in. And also, he is still a rookie. He still missed a couple games. But most of the time, he is being asked to just hold up in blocking to maintain control over the lanes and occupy blockers to free up stuff for everybody else. Let those inside linebackers run around more and help them out because they need the help so much. again, if next year we see them using him the same way with the healthy linebackers back, then you can start to really be concerned about that. But I just don't think that's the case. I believe that Greg Williams is saying, man, we are really behind the eight ball here with these linebacker injuries, and I need to make it up somewhere else. And the way I'm going to make it up is by using Quinnen Williams this way. And this is Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is the best explanation, and that's what happens here. This is the simplest and only explanation for why it is this way, and it makes all the sense in the world.
Next question comes in from Daniel Acosta. He says, what are the odds that Le'Veon Bell gets traded? And if he does get traded, who does he get traded to and for what? So Manish has been talking about this a lot, both on the podcast and in his columns at the Daily News. I think the Jets are going to look to shop Le'Veon Bell at the end of the season. Joe Douglas and Adam Gase are not big believers in committing that kind of money to a running back. We already knew that about Adam Gase. There are all the stories about the fact that Gase didn't want Bell in the first place. I think that they will look to move on and try to use that money in other areas. The question's going to be whether or not they can get a decent offer. I think if somebody ponies up a fourth-round pick, they would be willing to take it. The question is going to be whether they're willing to take a fifth, sixth, or seventh-round pick just to unload the contract. Also, will they be willing to pay a portion of Le'Veon Bell's 2020 salary? Because that could be a sticking point as well. Where does he go? I think he's going to go somewhere where the team feels that Bell could be that last piece to help them get over the top and make a real run at the Super Bowl. I would have to sit down and really think about teams where he would fit in that regard, teams that need a player with his skill set at the running back position, because obviously you're not going to say a team like Minnesota, they have Dalvin Cook as one example, and you would have to go down the line, but I'm sure there are teams that could use him. I know Kansas City, we've talked about them, so that's a possibility. That's one possibility right there. Maybe the Houston Texans, that could be a possibility as well. There are a few possibilities, but I think that whichever team would try to trade for him, it would be somebody that's a winning team and feels that they're on the verge of making a real run.
Yeah, it's, you know, this speaks to Adam Gase and how I understand Jets fans' frustrations, because we've reached the point where I'm saying, like, yeah, all right, go ahead and trade Le'Veon Bell. And it's nothing against Le'Veon Bell, because I would absolutely want to keep Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. But with the way Adam Gase runs his offense, the way he's used Le'Veon Bell, it's just, what's the point? So I think that they would be willing to move on from him. They will look to move on to him and make it a concerted effort to move on from him. I think the Chiefs and the Texans are – those are the two most likely spots for him to go. You know, I know they both have given up some draft capital over the years, but we're not talking about a first or a second round pick for him, a fourth or a fifth. I think both would be willing to do something along those lines. So I think those are the two teams that you'd really have to look at. Maybe, you know, maybe Philadelphia, another team that likes to make aggressive moves. So maybe they could be thrown in there. But we've really reached the point where I'm like, all right, go ahead and trade them. And I think it's ludicrous, because if I had more control, I would not be saying this. But knowing that Adam Gase, if Adam Gase comes back and he comes back and how he's used him, I just, what's the point? And maybe a big part of me saying that is really just for Le'Veon's sake, because if Adam Gase is going to be back and it's going to be the same next year, even with an improved offensive line, because that is key too, to think about. If they do drastically improve this offensive line, then I do think Le'Veon Bell could be much better next year. But I still just think Adam Gase is going to stubbornly fight using him and all the ways to maximize his ability and potential. And if you're not going to maximize all those abilities, then all right, go ahead and trade him. As silly as it sounds, if you're not going to use it, then go ahead.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Tim. He says, I'm looking to go to the Jets-Steelers game next Sunday. Where can I get tickets where it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg? Best answer for this one is obviously the Vivid Seats mobile app. Tim, if you download it right now and you use the promo code OVERTIME at checkout, you could get up to $100 off on your very first purchase, which would include that Jets-Steelers game that's coming up next Sunday. Or if you change your mind, you decide you don't want to go to that game, you can still use that promo code for something else, a wrestling match, a boxing match, a concert, a basketball game, a hockey game, whatever it is you want to use it for, that promo code will work when you download the Vivid Seats mobile app and use the promo code OVERTIME on your very first purchase. You'll get yourself up to $100 off. Next question comes in from Party Artie. He says, if everything happened this year exactly the same, but the Jets had hired Rule, McCarthy, or any other coach, would people be saying that the coach sucks and needs to go the way that they are with Gase? Or would injuries and a bad roster and all the excuses people hate to use with Gase be used for these coaches? I don't think that it would be used as much for Mike McCarthy, because like Gase, he's an entrenched and established head coach. McCarthy, more so than Gase, actually, is an entrenched and established head coach. And I think that's part of it, is that these are things that have been complained about with Gase for years when he was in Miami. So when it falls within the purview of what's been considered a pattern with Adam Gase, people really start to pipe up about it. I think Rule would have been cut a lot more slack because it would have been his first time as an NFL head coach. And I think that if they had hired a coordinator, it would have been the same thing. I think McCarthy would not have been getting slack. I think he was unpopular in a lot of the same circles with Jets fans that Gase was. And I also think that because he's an established head coach, he wouldn't have gotten the benefit of the doubt. It's a lot easier to give the benefit of the doubt to a coach who's got a learning curve as opposed to somebody who already is supposed to be a seasoned head coach. So I think with McCarthy, the complaints would be the same. I think that if it was somebody like Rule, you might hear those complaints, but you would also hear people say, well, it is his first year. You got to give him a chance. You got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think that when you're an established head coach, a lot of that goes out the window.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think with McCarthy, it would be pretty much the same. I think the people who wanted McCarthy before the hire would have been willing to continue giving him the benefit of the doubt. But the people who were, you know, saying no to McCarthy would be doing the same that they're doing with Gase right now. Rule would have gotten more of a leash because of everything you just said. You got to give him a chance. You got to let him learning curve and all these things, the injuries, all that factor in. I do think where McCarthy would have an advantage over Gase here is the injuries front. I don't think people would be – they'd be willing to cut him a little bit more slack because of that. And I was talking about this with a friend of mine who's a Jets fan the other day because he was asking me about it. Injuries – this is the NFL. Injuries happen. Flukes happen. Every team randomly every once in a while gets hit with a really bad injury-filled season. When you're just looking at one season, you can never really pin injuries on a coach. But this is a problem that he had in Miami over and over again as well. And I don't know that he's to blame for that, but when it keeps happening – I have to consider that there's something he's doing that might be to blame for that. So I think McCarthy would have gotten maybe a little bit more slack on that front. But the people that were anti-McCarthy would be just as loud with everything playing out here as the people are with Gase. Rule would have gotten more slack. Monken would have gotten more slack. You know, Cliff Kingsbury probably would have gotten more slack, especially if the offense and Darnold had showed more flashes at times. But with Adam Gase, again, it's like you said, it's the same exact things. It's not – there's nothing that you can point at that's gone wrong this year and be like, yes, but this is just a one-time problem with Adam Gase. It's all been reoccurring problems with him. And I don't know how much of it is actually his fault, but it's still a problem that's connected with him.
Next question comes in from Gus Tune again. He says, how come the Dolphins are scrambling around picking up players off the street and hoping they click guys with potential and the Jets aren't doing that? What's going on? I think the Dolphins don't really have a lot of guys that they want to keep around, so they're just shuffling things. Plus, they've got a ton of injuries in certain spots. You've seen the Jets make moves in spots where they've had injuries, but maybe they're just guys that Joe Douglas doesn't see a lot in, and there are guys here already that he wants to keep. I think that's the easy explanation.
Yeah, when you strip the roster down like the Dolphins did, there's like, what, five at most that they like, yeah, we really want to keep these guys and build on. That means there's a lot of other roster spots that are being filled by people that you know aren't going to be here long term. So you're more willing to go ahead and let go of them and bring in other guys to get a look at them and see if they could be brought into the fold here. And it's not like, you know, it's at this point in the season, you're signing guys. It's not like you're signing difference makers. It's just they're still treating this, the front office at least, is still treating this as, you know, this season is just about evaluating players that they have and evaluating as many players as they can. So they've seen enough of the people that they're waiving, and they want to bring in somebody new and get a look at them to see if they can be a contributor in some way, shape, or form. Where the Jets obviously still have a ton of holes, and there are a bunch of players that they want to, that they're not going to bring back. Their wiggle room is a lot tighter than the Dolphins' wiggle room here. And again, I don't know who is out there in the last couple of weeks that I could point to and say, oh yeah, that's going to make a difference for the Jets. And those players aren't going to make a difference for the Dolphins this year. It's just about getting a look at them and evaluating to see if they can help later on. And in reality, it's probably a large part of looking to see if they can contribute on special teams and stuff like that. So I wouldn't read anything into that at all, honestly.
That's going to wrap up part two of the weekend mailbag. I'll be back tomorrow with Michael Nania for a brand new edition of Chronicles of Nania. It's going to be a Sam Darnold positivity edition, so lots of Sam Darnold info if you're looking for that. And if you're a Jets fan, I'm sure you are. So make sure you're listening tomorrow. In the meantime, go ahead and follow Chris on Twitter at CNimbley and at Jets Insider. Read his very big deal work over at JetsInsider.com. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and TurnOnTheJets.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.